hold that baby bird in the part of your hand.
Aww.
And he might get mad and double up both.
Fist.
Okay, and he might shake his
fist.
Okay.
Great.
And any place where you can bend your hand or arm.
Your elbow.
Or any place. It could be your knee, it could be your elbow, it could be your finger.
You mean what?
Where two bones come together.
What are you asking me? What is it called?
When people get old, they might complain and say they're getting stiff in there.
Oh, joints.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And the upper part of a man's body is his?
Shoulders?
If you're talking about this part. You might say he has a hairy
chest.
Okay. And you have a left and right.
A hand.
Mm-hmm. And you have
two hands.
Okay. And you might say the pain ran from his heel all the way up
his thighs.
The whole thing.
Oh.
What we walk on.
Oh, all the way up his legs.
Yeah. And at the end of your leg is your
feet.
Okay. And you have two
feet.
Yeah. And what's one of them?
Right. One of you.
You talk about your right.
Your right foot.
Okay. What is this part of your leg that you can bruise really easily? The front part below your knee.
The shank.
And how about the back part of the thighs? You might squat down on your, or kneel down on your.
On your knees.
Have you heard of, would you call it haunches?
Oh, I have heard of that.
Okay. If somebody is very robust and healthy and he can lift heavy weights, you'd say he's big and
strong.
And how about a man who is overweight? But not saying that he's fat or obese or...
Why?
You might say he's sort of...
husky.
Okay, somebody who has plenty of money and hangs on to it is called a...
miser.
Okay. Or do you know any other way of saying that?
Cheap.
Okay. If you said that girl is very common, what would you mean by that?
Pertaining to her character, I would think.
And what would her character be like?
It would have to be, in a degrading type way.
Okay. If an old person, say about 80, still works and everything, gets around a lot, you might say that she's mighty.
Not young, but spry.
Okay. You might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
Okay. And let's see, you might say, she isn't afraid now, but she. When she was a child.
She was.
Or
she used to be.
Okay. And what's the opposite of used to be? You'd say, I don't understand why she's afraid. She's
not anymore.
Or using used to be.
Oh.
She
used to be, but she's not